Tom Rowan. It's time for this week's edition of Hudson River Stories, where we tell stories about the Hudson River to our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. There's Henry. Henry, of course, has an I at the end of his name, not a Y. He's not related to Henry Hudson in any way. In fact, he sort of despises him. Yeah, okay. All right, Henry, so we've got many stories for you today. We should get started. Well, not actually that many stories, but one very, very large story. But first, the temperature. Yeah, it's getting warmer. Yeah. The Stevens Institute reports temperatures this week in the Hudson River below Poughkeepsie have been between 62 and 65 degrees. And on the same day that President Donald Trump removed the United States from the global climate change treaty, leaving us with Syria, whose government is in rubble and bombs its own people with chemical weapons, and Nicaragua, who doesn't think the treaty goes far enough. On the same day as that momentous decision for the Hudson River, the Daily Freeman reports that the Environmental Protection Agency released a review of the six-year, $1.7 billion Hudson River cleanup June 1st, and the agency said it will take decades to get the waterway healthy again. Catherine McCabe, acting regional administrator for EPA's Region 2, says neither data, science, nor law supports requiring General Electric to do more dredging. Between roughly 1947 and 1977, GE released around a million pounds of PCBs into the Hudson River. General Electric removed 2.75 million cubic yards of contaminated sediment from a 40-mile stretch of the upper Hudson during the six-year cleanup. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand tweeted, quote, "Clean air and water shouldn't be up for debate for New York's families. This decision is awful news for the Capital Region and Hudson Valley," unquote. The report says fish in the river could be safe to eat again once a week in, quote, 55 years or more. Although river data collected by the EPA during the last year are, quote, not sufficient, unquote, to project that timetable more precisely. Quote, "We strongly disagree with their conclusions and maintain that the significant amount of contamination left in the river threatens both public health and the environment," unquote, New York's Environmental Commissioner Basil Sago said. Quote, "This EPA decision flies in the face of the evidence," unquote, said Riverkeeper President Paul Gallet. But Robert Mudgen, acting Deputy Regional Administrator for EPA Region 2, thinks more dredging would prove both costly and inefficient. Quote, "A more aggressive model would only accelerate the process by a few years," unquote, Mudgen said, adding that the cost would be about $500 million. In a statement, GE said, quote, "EPA said the dredging remedy is functioning as intended and will be protective of human health and the environment." Hudson River Fishermen's Association Vice President Gil Hawkins said, quote, "The Hudson River Fishermen's Association is disappointed to hear that the EPA is not acting on the findings of the five-year review of GE's cleanup actions. The tests of the downstream sections of the Hudson River have not been encouraging. Science and common sense prove that pollution flows downhill. The record of decision mandates the whole river as a Superfund site must be cleaned. The public demands that the EPA fulfills its contract with the American people," unquote. "No additional dredging in the upper or lower Hudson is recommended," is the final recommendation from the report. The EPA did open a public comment on the report until June 30th. Comments can be mailed to EPA Region Director Gary Klawinski at 187 Wolf Road, Suite 303, Albany, New York, 12205. I'll give that address again. You can mail your public comment on the Hudson River PCB report until June 30th to EPA Region 2 Director Gary Klawinski at 187 Wolf Road, Suite 303, Albany, New York, 12205, or email it to epahrfo@outlook.com. And along those same lines, the City of Hudson Wastewater Treatment Facility released 60,000 gallons of, quote, disinfected primary effluent, unquote, for an hour May 29th. There was also a 23.5-hour, quote, combined sewer, unquote, discharge that day. Also on May 26th, there was another 5-hour combined sewer discharge in Hudson, and a 1,420,000-gallon disinfected primary effluent discharge on May 26th.